I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Border clashes broke out this week between Afghanistan's Taliban and Pakistan's armed forces. The fighting followed Pakistan's weekend airstrikes on Afghan soil. Pakistan claims that it targeted suspected hideouts for two terrorist groups, including the Pakistani Taliban. Nehemiah with FMI explains that Pakistan has endured a series of deadly suicide bombings this month.
Pakistan is blaming Afghanistan that terrorists are using their soil to attack Pakistan.
But the Taliban consistently denies this.
This escalating tension deeply affects our ministry in both countries.
Nehemiah says FMI partners experience travel limitations, communication disruption, and security concerns. These make discipleship and outreach even more complex. Pray for boldness and gospel opportunities for these believers in this uncertain time. Then, in the midst of political uncertainty in Lebanon, Elio Constantine with Heart for Lebanon says the organization is celebrating its 20th anniversary by launching its boldest campaign yet. The campaign tells people that no matter their background, Heart for Lebanon is there to serve them and build Christ-centered faith communities.
God has blessed us with opportunity to minister to people wherever they come from in Lebanon, whether they're local, impoverished, or marginalized communities, whether they're refugees that have come to seek refuge in Lebanon. God has provided the opportunity for us to serve them and to show them the way to the truth, the way to their salvation through Christ and Christ alone.
Today, hundreds of people in Lebanon are gathering in Bible studies and learning about the love of Christ. Please pray for the Vision 20 campaign, that people will be brought to the Lord through it. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.